From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Voters in Los Angeles will have the opportunity this fall to decide whether or not to charter a public bank. If the measure is successful, Los Angeles would become the first city in the country to have its own bank. Currently, the city banks with large financial institutions like Wells Fargo, which make hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest off of taxpayer money, and then in turn invest those profits into unjust institutions like private prisons and fossil fuel corporations. Many campaigns over the years have attempted to pressure banks to stop their funds from promoting unjust or cruel practices. A public bank would address this problem at its source, removing tax dollars from private institutions altogether. Joining me to tell us all about it is Trinity Tran. She's the lead organizer with Public Bank LA. Welcome to the program, Trinity.
Thank you, Sonali. Thank you for having me.
So why has there, I understand that there is no city in the country right now that has a public bank. There is one state bank in North Dakota that was formed about 100 years ago.
Yes, the only existing public bank in the United States is the Bank of North Dakota. It was formed in 1919. Next year will be its centennial, and it has a long proven track record of success. It is currently the most profitable bank, more profitable than Goldman Sachs. It's got better credit rating than JP Morgan Chase, and it has one of the most extensive community banking networks in the country per capita. It doesn't compete with community banks or credit unions. It works with them to extend their credit so that they can help small businesses and individuals. So the public bank that we are working to create in Los Angeles is going to be structured similarly to the Bank of North Dakota. The public bank movement originated from our work with divestment in Los Angeles for the last year and a half. We've worked with LA City Council to push them to divest our public finances from Wells Fargo Bank, create greater accountability, and install social responsible guidelines to our city's banking practices. And as our city council members were looking at options of where to put money from Wells Fargo, there weren't many options. When you look at the other big banks, they are similar to Wells Fargo, have been indicted for corruption and fraud and predatory lending and discrimination against communities of color. So we started integrating the public banking solution early on in our divestment campaign and advocacy. And just last month, LA City Council President Herb Wesson introduced a motion that was unanimously passed by LA City Council to put public banking in front of voters. So in just a few months, LA voters will have the opportunity to voice their support for a publicly owned bank. This measure is going to lift one restriction in the LA City Charter to allow the city to form a bank. It's not going to mandate the city form a bank, but it's going to start the city on the path to be able to explore how to create a public bank.
Now, you said that the city doesn't have very many options if it doesn't want to do business with a big bank, but what about credit unions, for example? Are they just not big enough to handle the enormous funds that a city manages? And also you mentioned community banks. What would be the difference between a public bank and a community bank?
So exactly for the reason you said, community banks and credit unions are too small to be able to handle of the size of Los Angeles. We have about $8 billion in general funds. And so banks like credit unions and community banks would be too small to be able to offer large infrastructure projects that would cost billions. They typically have assets at maximum about $1 billion. But so the municipal bank would work in unison with them and as against them.
So you mentioned that the work that you and your fellow activists did in the lead up to putting this or pushing for public banks was around divestment campaigns. There's been, I know, Divest LA has been a very active sort of campaign, especially around the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Tell us a little bit about that and what the Divest LA campaign was all about and how it paved the way for what's happening now.
So the idea behind divestment first emerged in 2016 on the Standing Rock Reservation, where indigenous groups were fighting to prevent oil pipelines, the Dakota Access Pipeline, from encroaching on their land and water. So in solidarity with Standing Rock and the water protector and the plight that they were going to being attacked by private militarized police, the people of Los Angeles Divest LA, along with activists across the country in cities like San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C., New York, activists all across the country took a moral and ethical stance to push their cities and municipalities to divest our tax dollars, our public finances, from these big banks that were financing harm to our communities. And in the city of Los Angeles, our city primarily banks with Wells Fargo. And that was a bank that we felt was, you know, implicit in a lot of the crimes against humanity, which then, you know, fueled a lot of the visceral energy and anger going into divestment and the ethical bank movement.
And of course, more recently, there have been attempts around the country to hold banks accountable for financing private prisons that are holding immigrant detainees. The group Make the Road New York, we'd recently covered their efforts to confront banks like JP Morgan Chase for funding and investing in private corporations that build prisons. And they put out a report calling these banks the corporate backers of hate. Is the issue of immigrant detention also part of the reason why a public bank in Los Angeles would be a good idea?
At the crux of it is the issue of local self-determination. So right now, our public dollars, our taxpayer dollars, our city revenues are siphoned from our cities, from our communities, into the pockets of Wall Street bankers and shareholders. So we have no local control of our money. So the idea behind public banking is taking our monetary power back, being able to recapture our public dollars to finance the things that we need in our communities. We spend in Los Angeles, we spend over $1 billion in debt services. That's what it costs us to borrow money from Wall Street. So when these cities and municipalities and state are able to recapture their public finances, we're able to use that money to finance things we need, like affordable housing, green energy infrastructure, to be able to refinance our existing debt. The possibilities become limitless once we are able to have local control of our dollars as opposed to outside influence.
And just to kind of clarify, because sometimes this gets confusing if you don't think about finances and financial issues very much. When you bank, when you put your hard-earned money into a bank, that money is used by that bank for whatever it wants to invest in till you withdraw your deposit. And so at any given time, banks just have this large pool of money from everybody that puts their money in there, and then they choose to invest it. They invest it in turn and earn interest from it. When you have a customer as big as the city of Los Angeles, we're talking about funds on the order of billions of dollars. And so the interest from that banks earn simply by sitting on LA's funds is huge. It's enormous. And those are funds that, if we had a public bank, would go right back into the city's coffers, right?
Absolutely. At the very crux of it is cutting out the middleman. We funnel tremendous amount of money into Wall Street banks, and it just lines the coffers of already very wealthy executives. So we're taking the power back to be able to maximize the efficiency of our tax dollars and leverage our public finances to be able to finance the things that we need. So it's a people's bank. That's essentially what we're fighting for, a people's bank of Los Angeles. Public banking becomes a public utility. Bankers who work in the public bank are public servants, and where the next step after this ballot measure is passed is to fight for a very strong social and environmentally responsible charter, also to make sure that this bank is run ethically, to have to make it as transparent and accountable as possible. So this essentially is the evolution of the financial system from a system that has only worked for a small handful of people to one that really takes into the highest consideration human rights, economic quality, and social justice.
And so would this bank then be an institution that individuals could also bank with, not just the city?
So the initial stage is going to be a wholesale bank, also known as a banker's bank. So this would be the Municipal Bank of Los Angeles would be a bank where the city puts its depositories, which right now goes towards Wall Street banks. So the next, at later stages, it could potentially be a retail bank. But right now, it would be a wholesale bank. It wouldn't have branches, so that would tremendously cut down on the cost of capitalizing the bank. But again, it would work with in unison with local banks, community banks, and credit unions to offer services to address the needs of the community. For example, in Los Angeles, we have 3 out of 10 Angelenos are either unbanked or underbanked, which means they don't have access or adequate access to credit or a savings account or checking accounts. And so they get preyed upon by predatory lending services. So a partnership with local smaller banks would enable services to communities in need.
Now, Trinity, those who are critics of such efforts would say publicly run institutions are notoriously knee-deep in red tape and bureaucracy, and this is the thin end of the wedge towards a socialist country, and you would end up having pet projects being funded by corrupt officials working in government. How do you respond to those critiques?
Well, the way that the board of directors, it would be run by a board of directors that would consist not of politicians, but of what we will be pushing for as part of the charter as members of the community. The goal of this bank is to be as accountable and transparent as possible. So we want to be able to ensure mechanisms within that banking system that makes sure that the bank's lending practices adhere to the community redevelopment goals, that it is doing as much as it can to be able to minimize harm to both human rights and the environment.
And of course, we currently don't have that level of transparency with big banks. How do you contextualize this within the state of California? California is the world's fifth biggest economy. It is home to several huge cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and many mid-sized cities. And I understand that Public Bank LA is affiliated with the California Public Banking Alliance. Tell us a little bit about this similar efforts in other parts of the state, and even putting it into a national context, whether there are other cities outside California even that are trying such things.
So right now in the country, this is really an historic moment, because never have we seen this amount of momentum and energy being driven from coast to coast for a real viable alternative to Wall Street. In California, we created the California Public Banking Alliance, the CPBA. We launched that a few months ago. And this is an alliance of public banking advocacy groups and organizations all across California, from Los Angeles to San Francisco, Oakland, Santa Rosa, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz. We've got about 8 cities with more along the way. And the idea behind the CPBA is that instead of all of these cities, charter cities and regional city centers, fighting for a public bank in isolation, what we would do would band together, push the state legislature to create a public banking license charter, a special charter that would streamline the process for all of the charter cities and regional cities. Then within that special license that would be issued by the Department of Business Oversight, would address how the bank would be capitalized and collateralized, how it would be insured. There would be a basic social environmental charter in there. So we are right now in the process of working to secure an author and as well as co-sponsors for that, to push that in the state legislature in 2019. So this is a two-pronged strategy that's being executed. So we've got the ballot measure at the city level that's going to lift one hurdle in the city charter to allow the city to form the bank. And then we're pushing with the entire California Alliance to be able to create one special charter for all of the charter cities in California to apply to. So not only is there a movement in Los Angeles and San Francisco and Oakland throughout California, as there's Seattle and Washington, D.C. allocated about $100,000 for a feasibility study. The state of Washington carved out about $500,000 to look into a business plan for a state depository. In the state of Michigan, GOP and Democratic lawmakers pushed a bipartisan public banking bill. In New Jersey, lawmakers there introduced a public banking bill with the backing of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. New York City just kicked off their public banking movement. Weeks ago, we did an event with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's very interested in public banking. So there is incredible movement and momentum across the country. So it makes this a very historic moment. And that's why the vote in Los Angeles is such a determinative moment for the entire national movement. Hmm.
So tell us a little bit more about this vote. You said that the vote will take place for, of course, Los Angeles City registered voters.
The election is consolidated with the state general election. So LA voters, we should actually know today what the letter is. I believe it most likely will be Charter Amendment B that we will be voting yes for. And, you know, this is an incredible moment for the people of Los Angeles to really take this next step to create a new financial system that's accountable to people and planet rather than private interests.
I imagine the big banks are opposing this. Have you seen any sort of political fight gearing up about this? Obviously, your organization is doing interviews like this one to get the word out about this ballot measure, citywide ballot measure in Los Angeles. You're seeing banks like Wells Fargo start a campaign to oppose the amendment, the measure?
The bank lobby has surprisingly been very quiet, and you know we're waiting in the wings and waiting for a good fight. So, the ballot language was just drafted, and they only had the argument against the ballot measure had one signatory on it versus our list of signatories, which included an LA City Council member, labor unions, including police and fire unions, credit unions. So we're seeing a broad-based coalition of support from social justice groups to environmental groups to unions to elected officials, all pushing for this. So it's quite an extraordinary moment.
Trinity, if there are people in other parts of the country that are listening, our show's nationally syndicated, and they want to know whether their city can participate or maybe is already involved, what are some resources that local activists can use to start their own effort? Because these are obviously very localized fights that have a national impact and that are, that have their basis in actions that major private banks are taking nationally. So are there any internet resources that you can point to, any websites?
If you're awake and you're aware, now is the time to fight. Now is the time to rise up. So if you're an activist looking to get involved in the public banking movement, reach out to a social justice group or political groups in your area. If you already had a divestment campaign that was started, that is the natural progression into public banking. Online, you can look at publicbankinginstitute.org or our website, publicbankla.org. We've got resources on there. But now is the time to rise up and really take our power back from Wall Street and maneuver it back into Main Street to be able to empower communities from the bottom up.
Trinity, if people vote and pass this measure, how soon before Los Angeles would end up with a public bank? I imagine it's not a quick done deal, that it will be a bit of a complicated process.
So after this vote passes in November, then our next step is to work on creating a charter. So there will still need to be an economically viable business plan that would be approved on by voters and officials. Yeah. David Dayan just tweeted recently that he predicts that within the next 5 years, we're going to see multiple dozens of municipal and regional public banks pop up across the country.
David is a frequent guest on our program. Well, Trinity, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll provide links to our audience on our website to the Public Bank LA effort. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Sonali.
Trinity Tran is a lead organizer of Public Bank LA. We've been discussing an effort in Los Angeles to start the country's first public city bank. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and now Instagram at RU with Sonali.